Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, June 7th, 2018. We have about 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. We have a couple of Rose Festival Fleet ships that were in town last night that are heading up to Portland today. And today we're going to be talking about a very tragic occurrence on Rockaway Beach yesterday. A father and son drowned in the surf. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and some safety tips for you going to the beach to protect yourself in our difficult and very cold water conditions here on the Pacific Northwest. Well, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders, we have 11 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have, including Rice Island, and we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is kind of an unusual vessel. She's heading to the shipyard in Portland, but she's an OSV, an offshore supply vessel. She's called the Rose Schwest. She's arriving from offshore, headed for Portland. There's a shipyard there. Vessels come from all over the region and around the Pacific to go to the shipyard because they have dry docks and places where they can pull vessels out. And so she may be going there to have some kind of maintenance or repairs done. She may be working offshore. These offshore supply vessels are a special support vessel that works with other vessels and brings them supplies. And they work with oil rigs. They work with other vessels that are out in the ocean long term, and they sometimes go there and supply various kinds of equipment and other things, supplies that they need. So this is sort of a subset of working vessels like tugs and other things is the offshore supply vessel. So she passed Astoria around 5:30 a.m. You might see her in Portland around noontime. The Baltic Highway is a car carrier arriving from Richmond, headed for Portland. She's got Hondas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30. You might see her in the Portland area by the port of Portland by around 1:30 p.m. The Saldana is arriving from South Korea, headed to the Astoria Anchorage. She's a bulk carrier with wheat on board. She'll she'll arrive in the Astoria Anchorage around 11:30 this morning. And the Alcor is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be there by about 11:30 p.m. The Golden Rose is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage, and she's a wheat ship. Eventually, she'll be going upriver, and she'll probably arrive in the Astoria anchorage around 1 a.m. on Friday. In our anchorages in the Astoria area, we have a couple of Rose Festival vessels, part of the Rose Festival fleet, as they call it every year, the USS Scout and the USS Michael Murphy, both at the port of Astoria yesterday. And you might have seen some sailors in their dress whites around town last night celebrating being on shore a little bit. But they're headed up this morning. The USS Scout left around 6 a.m., the Michael Murphy around 7. They'll be traveling on the river all day for about 8 hours, and then they'll end up at the seawall at McCall Park there on the Willamette River for the Rose Festival. And if you happen to be in Portland, these ships are there. Some of them, at least, are open for public tours. There's a representation of the U.S. military, the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guard, and some other vessels, including the Tongue Point Job Corps Center's Ironwood will be there as well. That's a training vessel that is a retired Coast Guard buoy tender, very interesting vessel with a long history. Let's see. We have some other vessels in the anchorage. They are all bulk carriers going upriver probably to eventually to pick up things like wheat, corn, soybeans, maybe dry mineral cargoes like copper concentrate or soda ash, things like that. Most of the ships that are sitting in the anchorage in general overall are bulk carriers, those dry bulk carriers that go up and pick up those mineral and agricultural cargoes. And in our outbounders, we have all bulk carriers today. One of them is a car carrier, the Morning Pilot, that'll be leaving around 6 p.m. from the port of Portland. She has Hyundais on board. And the other ships are kind of a mix of log and wheat carriers and soda ash that are going to be heading downriver today. A quick look at our marine weather forecast. We have southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 today. Moving around to the south, we have weather moving in, and so the weather is going to be spinning its way through our area, bringing us that rain, and so that you might expect as that weather system arrives for the wind to shift. So we're going to have south winds later on, 10 to 15, with gusts to 20 knots in the afternoon offshore. It's going to be windy. Wind waves from the south, 2 feet at 4 seconds, but those west swells, 6 feet high at 11 seconds apart. So the wind waves are always caused by the local winds and the swells, those long period, usually a little bit longer swells, coming in from out at sea can be caused by weather and other things happening many thousands of miles away from here, sometimes in Asia. So I want to talk today about something very sad that happened yesterday on the beach. I read the story earlier. I'll just do a recap of it. A family at Rockaway Beach in Oregon, visiting from Colorado, father and son playing in the surf. The son was on a boogie board, 17-year-old son. A wave knocked him off the board, and the father saw that the son was in trouble. He went out to help his son, and both of them, it seems, lost their lives. The father certainly, and the son is just missing as of yesterday evening. So the search continues. It's a recovery effort, I would imagine, at this point. But it brings up the issue of beach safety, which we talk about a lot here, but when people come and visit from other places, it isn't always clear to them where they are. So what I want to talk a little bit about today is how our beaches here in the Pacific Northwest may look like other beaches. It may look similar to the beaches in Hawaii or the beaches somewhere else where you may have lived or where you live and come here to visit. But they're not the same. There's a huge danger factor here. And one of those things is the 56-degree water. If you could run 56-degree water in your sink, say, and put your hand in it, you would think it was really cold. It's way colder than any swimming pool. If you went to Hawaii and went swimming, the water would be maybe in the 80s. And, you know, that water gives you a long margin of time if you get in trouble, as long as you can float to handle it. But here in 56-degree water, which is what the ocean is in that area right now, it's just too darn cold to give you any margin for error. Your limbs start to seize up from the cold. Hypothermia sets in pretty fast, and you might not have more than about 15 minutes or so before you just really can't swim anymore. So that's one issue. The other issue is the issue of the rip current. And we talk about this every year, but I'm just going to say it again. People going into the surf in this kind of weather, if they're going to go in at all and it's not really advisable, you should really have some kind of flotation device on, a PFD. It may not be very glamorous, but it might have saved a life in this case. Most beaches here on the coast in our area don't have lifeguards. There isn't anybody you can call to help you. And, you know, of course, the father, I totally understand why he had to go in and try to save his son. But really, a lifeguard should be doing that kind of work, and we don't have lifeguards available. So what it means for us who are going to the beach is an extra measure of safety in order to protect ourselves in these kind of situations. So a little bit about rip currents. What are they? They are the water comes in, it has to go out, and often it will go out in a very strong current that is rushing back toward the ocean. And so if you are in it, you're not going to be able to swim against it. It simply is too strong. So if you get caught in one of these, you should stay calm. Don't try to fight the current. You'll just waste your energy. The current will exhaust itself when it pulls you out, and you'll be able to swim back in. But if the water's so cold, it just makes it really, really difficult. So in this kind of weather, in this kind of cold weather, and the ocean is cold all year long, be very careful about going in the water. But you can sometimes try to swim sideways out of a rip current. But you have to be aware, if you watch the surf, you can see sometimes breaks in the surf where the water is flatter or more turbulent. That can be an area where a rip is happening. So be careful out there. This is a terrible tragedy. I don't want that to happen to anyone else. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.